This is Accountability Partners. Welcome. Okay, here we hold each other accountable in our spiritual walk with God. In each episode, we share what it looks like to nurture our souls and mature spiritually in our everyday lives. So let's talk, let's grow, and let's step into all we were created to be, one conversation at a time. Hi, I'm Marquita.
And I'm Bianca.
And today we're just going to be talking.
I wanted to talk to you about something. You know, me being back home for, well, the listeners that don't know, but I spend half the year in Costa Rica and the other half in Canada, but my entire family's in Costa Rica. So usually when I am back home, I grow spiritually. I am super on fire for Jesus. It's everyone around me is just so on fire. This time before going, I'm like, God, you know, if it's your will, find me a church, find me a community, replace my friends if you have to, like whatever you need to do, because I don't want to lose this fire inside of me. And you know, I was telling you that actually before I left to Canada, I had a dream, and the dream was this, that I was in a big university or kind of like an event place, and it was snowing outside, and everyone in there was being very cold, very ignoring me, kind of a bit hostile towards me, but would turn their backs against me. And then I was walking and I was kind of feeling that. And this girl came up to me and she's like, oh, are you a believer? And I'm like, yes, very much so. And then all of a sudden I felt this sadness come over me and I started crying. And the girl's like, why are you crying? And I'm just like, it feels so cold here. God isn't here. And then I woke up and I'm like, oh my goodness, God, is this Canada?
Oh gosh, I don't think you told me this dream.
No, I don't think so.
Wait, this happened before you went back to Canada?
Yes, before I went back. It was
Bianca,
a few weeks
this
before.
This is so telling. I'm sorry.
I know.
Oh my God, did you hide it from me? You didn't want to tell me that?
You know what it was? It was such a quick dream and I didn't find me. I don't know, sometimes you have a dream and like you don't find maybe so much meaning to it, and like for
you think
second,
it's nothing,
I thought,
right?
Yeah. And then what gave it meaning was when I came back to Canada, because I'll tell you what happened. So I came through the airport, everything, and right when we're landing, I'm looking, I'm like, oh, I love Canadian summer, everything's so green, I was just overjoyed, like just so excited. I get in and I'm going to be so for real with you, Marquita. The way I felt in the dream, that's how I felt when I entered the airport.
Man. Wow.
And I felt like this – I just felt like it didn't feel like home anymore. And the last two times that I've gone back, like it felt like home. I was excited. And when I landed, it didn't feel like home anymore. And it felt like how I did in the dream. And, you know, I don't want to rush into any decisions, but I'm taking it back to God and praying about it. I'm like, hey, you know, if my season of being here is expiring, reveal it to me. Open the doors that you're going to open and close the doors that need to be closed.
Right.
And, you know, I've been praying on it. I mean, he did find me a church where when I entered church, it really felt like home. Like anywhere the Holy Spirit is, it feels like home. And I don't know, you know, the dream – you can also tell me your take on it, where I don't know if it was talking about it's my time to leave, or it could be that maybe in this country, God is not as prevalent. I mean, it's –
I see what you're saying. I just know just by – from the time that you left and went to Costa Rica to now, even – before that, you have grown so much spiritually and have gotten so bold in your faith, comfortable in your faith. And it's just been so beautiful to watch the transformation of it all. And your confidence has blossomed because it's coming from God, and how you're just hungering your thirst to grow in the things of Him. It's been so amazing to witness. but you've grown. You know, the person that you were when you left there is not who came back.
It's not the same person.
Right? So I'm sure your house feels different. The people, your experience feels, your eyes are open more. You're sensitive to the mm-hmm. things that are of darkness versus light. You are sensitive to what's going on with people. Like, I'm thinking about the agent who snatched her or whatever. He may mm-hmm. have thought he was just moving, but you're just spiritually seeing things about people and places that before you didn't see. And mm-hmm. so I think that, number one, that's something to acknowledge, that, okay, I've grown spiritually, and with that spiritual growth, I see things. I can feel things. I'm sensitive more to the spirit. And I think that the next thing you do will ask, okay, where do you want me, you know? Mm-hmm. And I think that he's showing you, and he's going to continue to reveal to you what he wants you to do, how long he wants you to be there. Mm-hmm. And he's giving you an opportunity to exercise the things that you've learned over the past. How long were you in Costa Rica? 6 months?
Yeah, 6 months.
You know, yeah. So it's like, you know, we can live in this bubble spiritually, but when we go outside, we can feel have to apply what we've been learning. Like, we think we are so fortified when we inside in our prayer mm-hmm. closet, not going outside, not dealing with people, just handling the things, right? We're handling our growth. But then when we get outside, we're like, oh, now we have to make it experiential. Now we have to
apply
what we've been learning, and dealing with like different spirits that are housed inside of people, and knowing how to have compassion even in that time. Like, I went to this barbecue restaurant this past weekend, and I had to catch myself so many times. Like, I felt my energy starting to match the energy of others. I'm like, oh my gosh, it's so easy to, like, the bartender was rude to me when I ate my food at the bar. And I was asking him if they had Saratoga sparkling, and he was just like, you're going to have to give me a minute. Right. Like, so I was just like, dang, I've been waiting three hours to order. And I just was cool about it, but I had to check myself, because inside I was feeling a certain way. Mm-hmm. And I was like, you know, doing that. But then I was like, okay, God, I don't want to have that. But, you know, thank you for helping me to see what can irritate me and get me off. So I was mm-hmm. just cool. And then it ended up, he was just like, I'm sorry about how I acted before. This was the bartender. I was like,
oh, he said that?
Yeah. He was just like, I'm sorry about how I said, don't worry about it. You were in the weeds. And he was just like, yeah. And then he didn't make me pay for my Saratoga, which was cool. But I was like, oh God, I'm sorry. Because once he did that, then I felt like the lady next to me was like looking at me crazy. And I was just like, what are you, in my mind, I'm like, what are you staring at? But no. I was like, okay, God, I'm so sorry about all these things. But we have to, but I had been, we are isolated, right? Like,
yeah,
I'm just doing my own thing.
Yeah.
But now I'm
it's easy to stay in that bubble.
Yeah. And it's like, now, okay, you got to be a light. You got to handle it, and you have to know how to walk it out. So these are all opportunities for us to exercise our faith, exercise the compassion and the grace and the love, and be that. And so it's an opportunity to see what's still inside that needs to be checked, you know?
Yeah.
So I feel like you going back to Canada, which is just now you got to walk it. Now you're out. It's like you've been inside, you go outside, you're like, I'm peaked. But now, you know, you're able to like...
Oh my goodness, yes. You know what it feels like? I was in boot camp the mm-hmm. first half of the year, and now I'm on the field mm-hmm. the second half of the year.
Now you're putting your training to work. Mm-hmm. And so now you have to understand what kind of representative you are, right?
Yeah.
Like, what kind of – you've been trained. So what kind of – now you're fine-tuning, you know what I mean, who he's mm-hmm. created you to be. Like, what kind of example – how do you want me to approach, you know, what kind, like if a leader isn't, you know, training for being a leader, it's like, what kind of leader are you? You know, are you going to mm-hmm. be stern? Are you going to be vocal? Are you going to be, you know, how are you? So now you're figuring out who you are in Christ.
And just knowing everything is spiritual, and not letting things, like, for example, like I will say, like, things don't affect me as deeply.
Yeah, that's good.
You know, I think I told, well, during the first half of the year, since I've grown, like, I feel like God's been, you know, revealing himself through dreams, but not fun dreams, like warning dreams, right? About people. And I think I told you about that dream about my friend, and I felt the intention she had towards me, and it was something I didn't expect, but it was like this animosity, and I'm just like, oh wow, I did not, it, like, in the physical world, I did not see, no, I didn't see that, maybe through little actions and comments, but not to that extent. And I don't think I told you this, but I flew in Thursday, and guess who I ran into?
Her. Now, is this your neighbor girl?
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry.
No, it's okay. Right. No, yeah. And right when I landed, I kid you not, I was like, I have nothing in the fridge. I got a couple steaks and came back. I ran into her, and normally old Bianca would have been like, you know what? I don't want her to feel bad. Let me stay and talk. Let me, or you know what? Maybe she's going to say something or think I'm weird if I just don't even acknowledge her. Anyways, I walked. I was nice, right? I greeted her, everything. And then she wanted to stay and talk, and I just kept it moving.
Yeah.
And it's just one of those things, like, I feel like God has also taught me that people pleasing is from the pit of hell.
Yeah, basically. And it is.
It is. You will compromise your morals, your integrity, what you stand for. And I'm just like, right now, I know that God doesn't want me reconnecting whatsoever.
Right.
And, you know, and he's just like, keep it moving. And I'm like, okay. You know, before I would have been like, no, no, she's going to feel bad. Or she's going to this. Or what if she tells this prayer? What if she thinks I'm weird? You know, it's no.
So you've had some deliverance from that. And he's able, you know, every opportunity is him showing you something about where you are, I feel like. So he's showing you, okay, you've done, this is where you are here.
Yeah.
And you're able to do that without feeling bad, without feeling like you're
nothing,
doing something.
Nothing, Markita, it's gone. Before, I would have been in my head like, oh, I, you know, did she feel bad?
Yeah.
And you just like are in your head. No. Now I'm like, no, I only care about what God thinks of me and, you know, loved ones, you know, I mean, obviously my family, you, right?
Right. But we're not doing it even to be so, like, it's almost like you're allowing everyone to carry their own stuff when you break that.
Yes.
Demonic.
It's not your burden
way
to carry
of being,
their
which
things.
Is people pleasing. It's so crazy. It's so diabolical.
It is demonic. I'm sorry. It is diabolical. And people are going to think that's dramatic.
Yeah, no, it is. When you have been a stone cold people pleaser to from like, I mean, hardcore, it should be delivered from that. Is you realize just how diabolical that way of being is. It's just bondage. It keeps, it's so, it prevents you from being who
bondage,
you are.
Bondage, yes.
You know, it's such bondage. It's such bondage. Well, I'm glad you are now able to like be in a space where you're able to feel yourself in this new atmosphere and feel your growth and feel, see where you are and to see, because now you're about to interact with new people. You joined a new church, you have new community and you're able to see yourself in that so that when he takes you back into certain places where you've been, you're able to really glorify him and allow him to flow through you in a way that you may not have prior to, let's say, even staying, right, and not having a break of going to Costa Rica for 6 months. Not to say that you couldn't have grown and changed, but it's that change of, like, and then coming back into environment. You're able to, like, be different. And so when you go back into these, like when you bump into people that you haven't seen, you know, since you've been gone, you're going to experience yourself in a different way. You're going to see parts of them that you probably didn't see before. And you're going to be able to speak to that and see where they, you know, asking God, like, who do you want me to help today? Who from where, you know, from my past, like you're able to like experience them differently. I think that's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, I feel like I'm experiencing friends differently. And also what you said about, you know, new people, it's like new characters are being unlocked in my life like crazy.
Yeah.
And, but also feeling different with friends. You know what's so funny? That's why, I mean, it's so true that our battles against the spiritual realm and not of flesh and blood, because I have a friend, she's very close to me, and she will, if anything I want to do, she'll say yes. And yeah. I'm like, oh, hey girl, like come to church with me. And guess what she said? She said no. I was just like, oh.
She said no.
I was like, okay. She's like, I'm sorry, but no.
But even that's just showing where she is and, you know, how you can be there for her while she's in this space. You know what I mean? So yeah. I think that, and you need to know who's around you. Not to say that because she didn't, you can't be around, but you need to you need to know exactly who, like you said.
No,
like,
I want to pray for her in
that
way.
Like I pray God, you know, gives her the opportunity to have an encounter with him and that she's able to see and kind of just open herself up to something else, something greater than her. Now you know how to intercede for her in that space. Yeah,
exactly. And I feel like also God has been teaching me, because I feel like my approach before was a little too like, hey, don't do this because I know it's not going to be good for you, so just don't do it, you know. But I feel like God has been teaching me like, hey, don't take the burden of like you saving them. Like you can plant the seed, but you know, let me let it grow. Like I'll grow it. You don't have to be.
Yeah, you don't have to do like, grow it, water it, do it. But you know, I think that is also breaking that religious spirit, because that spirit is can be a stronghold, right? And so it's breaking that off, because we want compassion. We want people to not feel like judged or like bad for any of those things. It's showing, I know for me, I had to see where that spirit of religion was in me and running certain things, and we have to break that, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, we have to take the responsibility to bring that to God and ask him to like take that.
Yeah. And now my approach is different. I think before I would have been like, hey girl, like you don't know what you're closing yourself off to. Before
that you're on a street corner.
But now I told her, I'm like, you know what? When you're ready, and I know that someday you'll be ready, I'll take you.
So but you're also assessing where you got to also remember where she is, because I feel like I know who you're talking about. And so you have to look at how hard certain things are in her. So you can tailor your response, tailor your approach to her based on where you know she is, you know?
No, exactly. And that sometimes maybe, let's say someone agreeing with everything you say doesn't mean they're actually agreeing. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because I felt like she was in a spot where like, oh, we had similar views. And then after that, I'm like, oh, wait, no, actually we don't.
Yeah. But you needed to see that, right?
Yeah.
I think a lot of times we can get sidetracked and think about we can see things in the other person, but we forget to check in and see what God is trying to show us about for ourselves. You know what I mean?
No, I agree.
Yeah.
Because then she kind of said something about, I don't think we have similar, I don't know if we have the same beliefs that you had growing up and blah, blah, blah. But then in my head, I'm like, wait, but all this time I'm talking about stuff. You're like, yes, love it. And then,
you needed to see that. Okay. You needed to see the real.
So So I felt like it was God showing me exactly where she is spiritually. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, what I can do being there for her is praying for her, praying over her.
Maybe I don't know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
Somebody just flashed in my head.
No, you do. You do.
I do. Okay, I got it. Okay. You know, us even just having this conversation and it going to this, from what we were talking about to this, is important, because it's also, you know, helping us to see where we are within ourselves with certain things. Like if it is a religious spirit that needs to be, you know, our approach to be like all of this is, that's why I like the conversations that we have, because they do branch off into other things, but it's all a part of the same tree. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So yeah. It all goes together. So This is good. And I'm excited about what you're about to discover being back in Canada. Yeah, I'm very proud of you. And I'm excited about what you're about to discover and the new aspects and facets of God that you're about to encounter. So, and I'm glad you're back so you can send me some maple syrup.
Yes. Oh, my God. I will get some. Actually, I'll go this weekend and I'll send you some.
Yes, please.
No, I'll definitely send you some.
I need a big thing and the maple butter. Sorry.
Stay accountable by visiting howigrewtoday.com, where you can subscribe to our newsletter for weekly journal prompts delivered every Sunday, along with reflections and spiritual prescriptions shared every week.